another thing you got to be careful of is make sure you get the right frequency band, especially with the UHF radios. There's an R1 band, which is the low side of the UHF spectrum, and an R2. When I ordered my radios, there was an R2 that was mixed in with an R1 by mistake. I ended up getting that radio for free, but it does not handle the amateur radio band. It's only good for like an upper side, 470 or 450 and above. So that one's got GMRS in it only. And another thing you got to be careful of is the scan feature, because that's how I locked in on the wrong channel just now. I forgot to shut the scan off, and I accidentally broadcast it on the GM repeater. So those are little things you got to learn, the little quirks about these radios you got to, figure out and understand, plus a bazillion other things. WARCY.